Like to call the April 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. Tankard to give the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Carl Joseph. Please rise.
Lord, give us strength in our deliberations and decisions. Remind us that you have given us dominion over your creatures, great and small. Finally, remind us that we are your children and that we must work together for a positive end. In this we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Again, I'd like to welcome those who are here for the April 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. I can assure you that the matters that are important to you are important to us, and you will be afforded an opportunity to be heard on those matters. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Gray, will you be handling activities today, or Mr. Watkinson? Back and forth? Tony,
as far as the agenda goes,
I know we have, not to interrupt, but we've got a couple of motions to be made for continuance that I have some information on, but whatever you have, you can proceed.
Mr. Allen, the beach application, which is item
9
on your agenda, Mr. Allen has requested that that be tabled or deferred until the next meeting.
Okay.
Virginia Natural Gas easements, I think Carl's prepared to brief you on those documents and resolution for acceptance of those.
We expect to take those after item 3, the consent item.
And also, we have had a request from the opposition to the Virginia Beach outfall project application to have that deferred, and that's something you might want to take up early.
I will right now. I received a phone call last night. Who is here in opposition to speak for that? I understood there was a spokesperson. Let me tell you what I understand first to make it clear that way, and we may be able to narrow this down. It is my understanding that the city has agreed to a one-month continuance conditional upon the fact that the matter be heard on the May agenda. Is there someone here that can verify or?
Yes, sir.
Can you come forward, ma'am? Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God.
I do.
State your name, please.
Elizabeth Martingale.
Okay.
And, yes, I spoke with Mr. Hansen, who is with the city's city manager's office.
Okay.
Who said, basically, if you all would agree to put this on the May agenda,
right,
they would agree to continue it. If you would not, then they would not.
Okay.
So,
is the city represented, city here today? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Could you come forward to the microphone, please? You're not a lawyer, are you? Or
not
you? Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you would give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, except you God.
I do.
State what you got to say, please.
My name is Rebecca Francis with Waterway Surveys and Engineering. We were not made aware as agent in my last conversations at 5:30 that they had recommended for a continuance. We were planning on going ahead, but
this phone call I received came in at 9 o'clock last night.
Okay.
So
that is after I spoke.
After hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, based upon the best information and evidence that I have available to me at the present time, rely on your sworn testimony that that is the case. I have no problem with deferring the matter until May. I've spoken with Mr. Travelstad. He indicates that we're going to have a light fishery agenda in May. So that being the case, I'll put the matter before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, move to defer it to May.
Second.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. My motion made by Mr. Fox, second by Mr. McCluskey. Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries based on the condition that the information being provided to the commission was true.
I also have someone else here who had the same conversation with me, but thank you.
I think we're good to go.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. The next item, there's a motion for continuance. in the case of the Compton matter. Is Mr. Compton present? Mr. Compton, can you come forward?
Mr. Chairman, do you want to swear in the staff and VIMS? I don't think you've done that.
I was going to roll through these logistics things,
fine,
but I certainly will, absolutely. I can do that while we're waiting, as a matter of fact. Those of you from members of the staff and representatives of Virginia Student Marine Science may be testifying today or will be, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Fox. Mr. Compton.
So we are here to actually proffer a continuance on this.
State your name, please, for the record.
Nathaniel Compton.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, again, a continuance is being requested, and we were told it would not be able to be so on the letter initially. The reason for the continuance is the lack of representation I have today in order to cover the various things that we have on the agenda.
Is it your intent to obtain legal counsel prior to the next meeting?
Yes, it is. Legal counsel, as of last night, could not arrive this morning, and some of the experts that we have testifying are also unavailable.
Okay, here's the deal. You're here on both an appeal on your own accord.
That's correct.
As well as a review of the Suffolk Wetlands Board.
Yes, sir.
The appeal or the enforcement action by the Marine Resources Commission deals with some unlawful subaqueous structures. Namely, I think some boat slips and things of that sundry.
Yes, sir, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am not authorized as commissioner to authorize a continuance, but the commission is. However, I would proffer to the commission that I have no problem, based on a discussion I had with a Ms. Cynthia Ewing, who has previously represented you in actions, indicates that she believes it would be in your best interest to have legal counsel as well. But here's the caveat and the proffer. If we continue this case, I don't believe that you should get the benefit of the continued use of what might be these unlawful subaqueous structures during the interim. So I would proffer to the commission that during the interim, and we would agree to continue the matter until May, that you are enjoined from utilizing those structures, prohibited from using those structures, until a decision can be made as to whether they are lawful or not. Because by all indication, the best evidence I have before me today, it appears that they may be unlawful. I'm not rendering a decision at this point, and that decision could be made today if you decided to go forward. But I don't believe that you should benefit the continued utilization of these structures while we afford you a request on an appeal that you've asked for. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Can I ask two questions about that? In the case of the docks themselves, the ones that were replaced with the hurricane, is it possible that I not move the equipment and not receive any income from those structures?
Just no, sir.
Move them all?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The second question I have is there's one issue here where the dining room has been built since the 90s prior to me getting the property, and we're retaining an after-fact permit for that.
I think that's more of an upland issue, is it not, Mr. Graham? That's something more out of our purview, more wetlands-oriented?
Not entirely?
I would say my position for in that, apparently you've got a lot of equipment in there.
Well, it's actually a restaurant.
Actually a restaurant.
I bought it.
I don't think it would be fair to make you yank that out in the interim. It's a lot easier to move boats than it is to move stoves and plumbing and everything else.
I do appreciate that. Yeah.
So I believe that I would not have a problem with that remaining there. But keep in mind, if it does, you don't prevail, that's likely gone as well.
Oh, I understand.
If you don't,
you're saying that I could possibly still use that part.
But don't utilize it. You can leave it there, but not utilize it.
Okay. Understood.
Understood?
Understood. Mm-hmm.
Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
I move that we hear this in our next commission meeting, excuse me.
With the conditions that I've
described? With the conditions that you've described, yes, sir.
Is there a second? Okay. Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of this motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case will be heard in May.
Which is your next convening meeting?
Fourth Tuesday in May.
Mr. Bowman, thank you. Thank you.
Good day. The next item of the minutes, you've had an opportunity to review the minutes. Any corrections, deletions, or additions to the minutes? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one amendment. I recall voting no on the first motion related to item 6, reflected on page 28 in the minutes, and we just make that amendment. But
Kathy, do you have that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If there aren't any other additions, I would move approval of the minutes as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve the minutes as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next
aye.
Aye.
I abstain. I wasn't present.
Let the record reflect Mr. Bowden abstains due to the fact that he was absent attending a very important fisheries meeting. Next item on the agenda are permits. This project's over $50,000 with no objection. Staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab. And a very good morning to you.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning.